The 65-mile Akiak Dash is known for its chaotic mass start. 10 sled dog teams strain at their harnesses as mushers await the signal. The hooks are released and the teams disappear up the frozen Kuskokwim River toward the village of Akiak. It's almost serene as the teams disappear from view, the cacophony of 70 sled dogs rapidly out of earshot. There's only one checkpoint in this race. That's the village of Akiak, where mushers have the option to drop a dog. Gregory Larson, a 46-year-old from Napaskiak, is a veteran of the dash. With temperatures above zero, dry snow, and minimal wind, he and his team are in fine spirits.
Oh, it was nice. Nice trail. Yeah, it was pretty good.
And how are the dogs doing?
Oh, they're doing pretty. They're happy.
Teams get an hour layover at Akiak, then dash back to Bethel. The trail winds around on the frozen Kuskokwim River, following the snowpack and avoiding thin ice and open water. The sun has been down for hours, but the finish line at Bethel's boat harbor is illuminated by flood lamps. The low rumble of generators keeps time as officials and spectators strain their eyes in the darkness, looking for headlamps from one of the 10 mushers that set off about 6 hours earlier. A lone light comes into view. It's bib number 6, arriving as applause erupts for a visibly tired 21-year-old Terrell Andrews and his team crossing the finish line.
Must be exhausted, but do you have anything to say for KYUK? How was the trail out there?
It was good. It was good. I like the trail.
How are the dogs holding up?
They were holding up good. These leaders were good.
Terrell Andrews races for John Simon's Glare Ice Kennel. The racer completed the 65-mile race in 7 hours and 55 minutes. That earned him $5,550 of the Akiak Dash's purse. 7 minutes later, a second light appears. Joseph DeMantle III of Tulixac appears. It was the 37-year-old's first Akiak Dash, though he's a veteran of other races, including the Bogus 150. Earlier in the day, DeMantle had been second to reach Akiak despite a broken sled, but it was fixed when he crossed the finish line.
The boat came off of it. We rigged it back.
You made up quite a bit of time.
I hope I did.
Well, you're number 2.
Oh.
His second place finish at 8 hours and 2 minutes and 6 seconds earned him $4,770 of the purse. Third place went to Gilbert Phillip, a 21-year-old from Akiak. He takes home $3,770. Phillip had been the first to arrive at the Akiak checkpoint, but ultimately finished the race a minute after DeMantle at 8 hours, 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Of the three weekend races, the Kuskokwim 300, the Bogus 150, and Akiak Dash, this sprint race has the smallest purse. But race marshal Bill Eggeman said it's a different type of competition that attracts young mushers as well as veteran talent.
You know, there's a kind of a hierarchy of the races with the K300 and the 150, and then there's the Dash. And the Dash is sort of for beginners, maybe in that hierarchy. On the other hand, there's some really experienced people in the Dash. And some of the local sprint racers will be involved in this. And they're very accomplished mushers. And then there's kids, too. So it's fun. It's really a fun race.
It was also the first year that Akiak Dash mushers carried GPS trackers, so officials and spectators could track the mushers in real time. Assistant Marshal Casey Burke said that was a fun innovation.
So we got an idea who's coming in next, and after that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can see what's happening. It's really fun.
The winnings were larger for the 9 finishing teams. That's because no musher Elijah Cabinboy voluntarily scratched after arriving late to the Akiak checkpoint with a dog in the bag.
What time you got, y'all?
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Jacob Resnick.
1624.